As you said, my name is Michael Osterlink, and just a little background, I'm actually a licensed marriage and family therapist, licensed in the state of California. I don't practice here in the Washington, D.C. area, but when I did practice, there's three groups of folks that I work with. I worked at psychiatric facilities, day treatment, and residential facilities. I work with death and dying, and then also neurologically impaired. So I come from my policy work that I do now, having actually worked in the field of psychology and in psychiatry. I call myself an anti-lobbyist, but I don't lobby. I do education for ICSPP. The reason I call myself an anti-lobbyist, I was contacted by a friend of mine who works at the Cato Institute, which is a think tank here in Washington, D.C., and he was leaving the Cato Institute, and he wanted to go into kind of private consulting. And he says, so what do you charge? And I gave him what my fee is, and he says, why do you charge so little? I hear lobbyists can make $100, $200, $300, $400 an hour. And I said, well, those are people who want something from the government. My clients want to be left alone from the government. But let me actually rephrase that. My clients want to be left alone from what I call actually the corporate state. Because I think Dominic is right. But I would actually change a little bit what Dominic said. It's not there's the state and the corporation. I think there's something actually called the corporate state, which is a mindset of individuals, it's a culture, it's a social system, and it's something that needs to be fought against and defeated. But it's also important to remember that this system is made up of individuals just like ourselves. That, you know, these individuals who we look at as probably the enemy in some cases are people like ourselves who have families, have children, have very much concerns that we do. So it's important to both fight against the system which they're part of, but to reach out to them as human beings too. And there's three ways that I do that I see that works in terms of lobbying or education work in order to reach Congress. One is provide them with lots of money, which most of us, at least myself, don't have much to give. So that's not a way that I reach out to Congress. But obviously, if you're a large corporation or a labor union, you have money to give. But like as I said, a lot of my clients do not. They just have good hearts and good spirit. The other two ways. One is relationships. And you will find if you can relate to either the congressman themselves or the senator themselves or their staff. And actually, I work kind of at the lower level. I don't know too many congressmen or senators. I know their staff. And I spend as much time with them as possible. Educating them, being educated by them, working with them, developing the relationship with them. And what's important, what happens over time is as you develop this relationship with them, you become the go-to person for the issue. So they have tons of people to go to on the pharmaceutical side. It's really easy for them to get hold of a pharmacy rep. But when they want the alternative viewpoint on things, over time, if I develop the relationship with them, they know to come to me, and then they hear our points of view. And that's very, very important. That's why I spend my time developing these relationships. The third way of affecting change in Congress, and this is what a congressional staffer told me. I met with a gal who's a friend of mine, and I said, this is an issue that's really important to a client of mine. I said, where does your boss stand on it? And she says, well, my boss supports your client's position, but we're not going to take a stance on it publicly because it's a little controversial unless we actually hear from minimum 10 constituents. That's 10 people in their district. All 10 people have to do is a phone call, send a fax, send an email. And that's enough for at least the staff to take notice and to tell their boss, the congressman or the senator, that they have to actually look at this issue. And 10 people is really not that much. And if we can get 10, 15, 20, 50, 100, thousands, tens of thousands of people to start contacting their Congress on the issues that are important to us, the screening issues, of course, drugging issues, there's a lot of privacy issues. As Dominic said, anytime we're at war, there's usually a war on our civil liberties. With the Patriot Act, national ID, government surveillance and databases, all kinds of things going on. And it's important to actually put that in context too, because it's not Bush is in power, the Republicans are in power, but it doesn't matter who's in power at the time of a war. The Democrats are just as bad during wartime, and actually the Democrats are just as bad as the Republicans this wartime too, unfortunately. We're lucky there's some good Republicans and good Democrats that I work with who are good on civil liberties, human rights issues. So I don't look at this as a partisan issue. It's kind of a transpartisan issue. But it's really important that everyone here in this room, your friends, your family, your colleagues, recognize that you need to get active, you need to contact your congressmen, your senators at the federal level. And as you know, I don't do state issues, but there's as much horrible things that are going on at the federal level, there's just as many things going on at the state level. And there's 50 of them. So it's important that you contact your state representatives, your federal representatives. I don't know what's happening in your school districts. You might want to contact your school boards and your county people. But it's really important that everyone here get very active, get on the phone, talk to your congressmen, especially when they come in town. Because, you know, they have to actually come in town and see you guys on occasion to raise money and do what they do. And they have town hall meetings. And if you can attend those, it's really important that you attend them, get to know their staff, contact their staff regularly, and tell them what you think and how you feel and how you want them to vote. Because remember that they actually work for you. And I will actually over this weekend be talking more about specific issues. I work on the coerced drugging issue. I work on the new Freedom Commission on Mental Health, that issue. And I'll give you some details over this weekend about that. So I don't want to take up too much more time. But thank you, Dominic, and thank you for having me here. And I look forward to the next couple of days.